This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot going on up on the website. And, you know, again, give me your email address. There's a place for you to put it up in the top right-hand corner. That way there, you know, when we send out an email, we send out a notice, we don't send like 10 a week. So don't make you crazy with them. As a matter of fact, if one a week makes you nuts, then all you have to do is opt out. Unsubscribe, really. Not hard. It doesn't take a brain surgeon. Not that hard. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to have a conversation with me. And I mean a conversation. If you're going to get on there and start yelling at me and tell me what a nut I am and all that stuff, then someplace else. But you know, feel free to call me, though. Right? Don't send me an email. But if you want to call me and tell me we're off, where I'm wrong, and why this is all bad, then, you know, I'd love to know. Listen, hearts and prayers, right? Go out to the family of Tim Conway, who passed. Man, we lost two. Tim Conway and Doris Day, right? Two of the old-timers, so to speak. So, but Tim was, I was a fan of his, and he seemed to be a really good guy. I don't know him, right? But he seemed to be a good guy. He gave money, time, resources, whatever, to a lot of good causes that many of us... And he didn't do it as a conservative. He did it as a human being that many of us conservatives could get behind and really, really appreciate. Anyhow, America's debt, or I should say, some of the largest cities here in America are drowning in debt. And when they keep telling us, when the Dems keep telling us that they have an economic plan, it's better than Trump's, it's better than anybody's, how can they say that? Because most of their people come out of these major cities where they've had a devastating effect on these cities. Look at San Francisco. It's not safe. It's not clean. It's not the beautiful city it once was. Who's got total control? The Democrats. You look at the city of Los Angeles, the city of angels. Well, they might be demonic angels at this point because you go walking through that city, you can't go through there at night. You can barely go through there during the day. And this is no put down of, you know, the police officers or sheriffs in those areas. Don't take it that way, right? I mean, seriously. So, you know, again, when we get into this, you have to be honest about it, and you have to look at who's running these cities, who's making things happen. America's 10 largest cities are Democrat strongholds, right? They're drowning in debt. They can't pay their bills. They're not going to be able to pay their pensions, which is why they need a new president, a Democrat president that will allocate all kinds of money to pay out the money that they're spending. Right? According to a watchdog government group called Truth and Accounting, they are all screwed. Now, the report sought out to determine what overlapping financial entities mean for taxpayers, you know, the bottom line, right? And they went and they looked and they calculated the various bills. You know, they're looking at what's owed now, what's owed later, what's coming up, what they've got coming in. Are people leaving? I mean, in California, this current legislature in California is going to drive out a large portion of businesses and people who live here. Now, they'll say, well, good riddance, we don't want them anyway because they don't want to pay taxes. They don't want to be taxed to death. And if you want to see what this country would look like with total Democrat rule, look at California. Don't look at the beautiful weather, because I have nothing to do with them. But look at the bridges that are crumbling. Look at the infrastructure, because, you know, that Jerry Brown back in the 70s wouldn't put any money into. All right? And they've been stealing money from some of these coffers and used in other places. Look at all the crazy money that this state spends and the taxes they're putting on us, tax after tax after tax. They're not interested. They're not interested in really fixing everything. They're looking to empty your pockets, basically. The two cities with the highest tax burden is Chicago and New York City. Right? Two of the safest cities on the planet. Oh, no, they aren't. Because you would say, look at them, they're taxing you like that, right? You would think you'd have safe cities, clean cities, right? Cities with great services. Well, New York doesn't fall in that. And I know there's some New Yorkers listening. But doesn't fall into that. They complain. Although, I don't understand how they keep complaining and they keep electing de Blasio. Right? I don't get it. The taxpayer burden for Chicago residents is $119,000 a year. New York City, $85,000. Which basically means they're spending it in red, because there's nobody in Chicago that's paying that kind of money out. The Chicago City Council approved the $2.4 billion in tax subsidies for two major developments in early April. Now think about that, right? They're giving subsidies to developers. Wouldn't you like to look at who they gave money to? Who do you think that they donated to? I'm just wondering. Protesters gathered outside the city hall chanting against the deal, so the general populace as a whole didn't want it. Critics said the projects are in prosperous parts of Chicago, and developers should pay for infrastructure improvements, not taxpayers. You know, I always find it interesting. A guy like me, I'm not a sports freak. I'm not really crazy about it. But yeah, we get subsidized, hit, taxed. Where they put in new sports arenas, right? I mean, they get all kinds of tax breaks and what have you. I don't know if President Trump changed it, but I know at one time the football leagues, don't they get some kind of tax break? It's just crazy. They make $1 billion, and yet you want to complain about, you know, I love how the Dems complain that, you know, the company, and I agree, I mean, Apple doesn't pay enough in taxes and all that. But what about the sports franchises? Shouldn't we be getting a few more bucks from them, do you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, always a pleasure. We'll talk about just about anything. Give me a call. Write me an email, joe@therealside.com. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal it. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Took me a minute to... it took me a minute to get my composure again, because I looked up and I saw Shifty Shift on TV, and it just threw me for a loop. I don't want anybody like that in my house. Now they're looking into Cohen's claims about... Now, here's a convicted criminal. What was he convicted on? Lying. And yet, they're looking to him to nail Trump. Does the word desperate mean anybody to anybody? I mean, seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, the most taxed cities with the least amount of services, and I say that because you hear about it all the time. We've done stories over and over and over again about it. You're looking at Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, San Jose. I mean, you can go down the whole list of the amount of taxes that these people are paying. Dallas. I don't know about Houston or San Antonio. I'd have to look it up. Maybe one of you wonderfully smart people in the Facebook feed or chat room can tell me. But these cities are run by Democrats. Now, Forbes has reported that the city taxpayer burden is attached to unfunded retirement obligations. These are obligations that have been amassed over the years. With all these cities, you're looking at like, I think it says, what, almost $40 billion in retirement benefits. Who's going to pay for these? You know, if you guys would do a little research, there's a couple things going on. Municipalities are just in la-la land when it comes to what they perceive they're going to get back on their investments. Where most people are, you know, they're getting 4%, 4.5%, you know, 3 or 4%, they're looking at 7+. And they never back down on that. They never make adjustments for it. When they do the retirement, when they do some of these benefits, they do it based on those high numbers. At some point in time, they're going to have to readjust. Because the money's just not there. Now, again, look at the major cities. These people running these cities, running them into the ground fiscally, running them into the ground from a crime standpoint, and they want to be president of these United States, right? If you head over to a group called Truth in Accounting, it was founded in 2002. Their only goal, they're not on one side or the other. Their goal is just to educate and inform. They put the facts out there, they put the numbers out there, and you have to do the rest of the work. God forbid, right? You can't just read it and believe it. But they do the rest of the work as well. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let's get back to Chris Matthews for a minute. I never did finish that story because it was we kind of touched on it with Dr. Lamero, and then I said I'd come back to it. So Chris Matthews, well, you gotta love this guy. I mean, I do. He is great for entertainment reasons and purposes. He says that AG Barr is trying to destroy the government, and the FBI is going to protect Donald Trump. I mean, it's just amazing to me. So he delivered a real tirade today against General William Barr over his handling of the Russian-related investigations. He claimed that he was trying to destroy the FBI in order to protect President Donald Trump. The FBI destroyed itself, and I don't mean rank and file. Let's just stay away from that, okay? I mean, not a word about what Comey did, not a word about what was done at the upper echelon. Even rank and file are mad at FBI management for what they've done to that organization. Chris Matthews, who's not involved, doesn't know at all. All of a sudden, he has all the information. He's going to help you, right? It was confirmed yesterday that Barr appointed U.S. Attorney John Durham to review the origins of the Russian probe. Okay, so what's wrong so far? It was launched in 2016 with the election to determine that if there was improper surveillance. Funny, they're not outraged that their saint, Robert Mueller, came back and said, ain't nothing here. For all intents and purposes, you can read into it what you want, but ultimately, ain't nothing here. He didn't suggest any indictments, as he did previously. So he comes out, and all of a sudden, now Mueller's got a problem. Either somebody has him under his thumb, somebody's threatened him, something's wrong. Well, where's Chris Matthews on that? Right? We have a dossier that we can prove is filled with phony information. Should have never been pushed past the FISA court. Do you not want the truth? I mean, do you only want the truth when it benefits you? Or do you want the truth when it benefits everybody, the American populace as a whole? So during the interview with Representative Joaquin Castro of Texas, a Democrat out of Texas, Matthews slammed Barr, referring to him as the president's hitman who's out to destroy the government. Not a word again about Eric Holder, who even referred to himself as the president's wingman. No, he's supposed to be the American public's wingman. Right? He protected the president plenty of times. He ignored subpoenas. He ignored all kinds of stuff. Nothing from the left. Right? Matthews went on to say it's an embarrassment to have an attorney general who looks like Roy Cohn, a guy who will do anything to defend the president, and now has become his hitman. Not only will he play defense, he's out to destroy the government, the FBI, everything in order to cover the tracks of the president. Amazing. Isn't this? They are so filled with hate. I got people to do it to me. I've got people to hate me so much that, again, I could be like Trump. I could be running out of the building after saving three kids, and they'd say, why did I grab the grandparents at the same time? You know, there's always a reason why whatever you do is bad. Right, so he's out to destroy the government. He's out to turn the... I mean, this craziness. And not a word about any of the games that were played under Obama. Castro agreed with him, saying that, you know, calling Barr the president's fixer and protector. He also claimed that Barr was launching the probe on the origins of the Russian investigation to chill anyone who wants to look into alleged wrongdoings by Trump. And refuted Barr's claim that spying took place. What else do you want to call it? Oh, they want to call it an investigation. They're hypocrites. They're just flat-out hypocrites. Spying is spying. When you're gathering information without somebody knowing it, it's spying. Even in an investigation, look at, when they send an infiltrator into the mafia, it's spying. When they wiretap their phones, I'm talking about the mafia, not the government, when the feds wiretap the phones, it's spying. You're spying on so-and-so's phone calls. It is a common phrase that we've all accepted. They do too, but only when it benefits them. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen in real time. Be back in a few minutes.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. There are no restrictions on what questions the committee can ask. Democrats say they're willing to include major parts of President Trump's $4.5 billion request for humanitarian and security needs along the border with Mexico, as a widely backed disaster aid bill seems to finally be breaking a partisan logjam in Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants action on the measure.
I'm not going to send our members of either party home to these storm or flood ravaged states without some action, preferably a deal that the president will sign.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-ZERO, 855-732-5516. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I don't know if you know this, but let me see. A couple days ago, West Point has graduated the largest class, since everybody else is doing, I'm going to jump in here too, of black women. And I think that's great. Not because they're black women. That's not the point. But we always hear about these organizations, these establishments, that you know, they're just for the white guy. Well, it's not for the white guy. Instead of always showing pictures of these big groups of white guys marching up and down in uniform, it's about time somebody has taken a moment to put it up and be positive about it. You know, and maybe, just maybe, whether it's female, male, black, white, green, red, purple, Hispanic, whatever, 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 when they see pictures like this, they'll blow off what mainstream media is telling them, they'll blow off what people are telling them in general, and go for it. And not play any games. I mean, nothing should hold you back. At least from trying. I don't know. Success is a whole different animal. Success just doesn't happen, which is what a lot of the, okay. A lot of young people, not a majority of, let's get this right. A lot of young people feel that they're almost owed this success. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. You know, I'm going to start following some of the people that I know. Not close, but some of the people I know. I've got more and more friends, more and more people leaving the state of California for other states because they see it coming, and there's no stopping them. Right? I mean, here in California, the amount of taxes that are upcoming or coming up or whatever the proper terminology is, without anybody to stop them, is scary. I'll even say, I'll put it this way, it's scary at best. All right, another one of my heroes, Trey Gowdy, says that investigators need to be looked for. They need to look for emails between Brennan and Comey in December of 2016. Right, that's what they have to start digging for. And you know, a lot of these guys who had their own conversations because they thought that Hillary was going to win. They figured they had it in the bag because Hillary was going to win. They wouldn't have to hide anything up because she wasn't going to be looking at anything anyhow. So Trey Gowdy said that he has some interesting advice for the federal prosecutor who was just appointed by Attorney General Barr. Look into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. Right? Gowdy told told Hannity that there is an easy roadmap to follow, and he suggested that investigators start looking for certain emails between CIA Director Brennan and former FBI Director Comey. Think about this. You had the CIA Director and the FBI Director, two most powerful information gathering agencies on the planet, working together to take down President Trump. Both knowing that the information they have was false. Barr had assigned John Durham, a U.S. attorney in Connecticut, to examine the potential wrongdoing. See, they're being careful to put this. Now, Durham, it turns out, has a history of serving as a special prosecutor investigating potential wrongdoings among national security officials. Right? So he's the guy to get when you think something's wrong. This is what's scaring the left. This is what's scaring the Democrats, because this guy can't be bought off. Well, it appears he can't. He put up some pretty tough characters. Mafia included, FBI. Well, I guess they're all the same, CIA, FBI, and Mafia. All right, not the rank and file. Be careful there. The Times reported the inquiry would be the third publicly known investigation into the FBI's counterintelligence probe of Trump campaign. Now, DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz is reviewing the FBI's election year surveillance activities and its potential bias in the decision-making. Now, we've had an IG report that came out and said it was wrongdoing. So it's nice that now the AG is looking into it and will make something happen. Now, John Huber, the United States Attorney in Utah, has also been examining aspects of the FBI DOJ's abuse, as well as the handling of the alleged pay-to-play Clinton Foundation schemes. All right, so there's two. Somebody asked me today, how do you know that there were 13 different investigations? And I looked at them really quick. I didn't go through them all. But if you look at this, right, you have got invested this three of them right there. You've got several investigations going on things that were never really wrapped up, never really finished. Now, to the email issue for Hillary Clinton, I want you to think about something. The issue is not a done deal because it didn't go to court and she was found not guilty. I want you to think about that. Charges were never brought. They didn't feel like they had enough evidence or something. I don't know where Comey was coming from, or that nobody would take it on. So it's not like a double jeopardy thing. It's not like she can't be tried again for it or looked into again. So if they feel like there's loose ends or there's a problem or what have you, they should look into it. If they feel like there was dirty dealing by the FBI, and again, we can go down a list of things that the FBI did for Hillary Clinton, they would do for no one else. They gave back laptops after they made copies of them. The FBI did that. Didn't hold them accountable for smashing hard drives and drilling holes in them. Right? Nobody was helping, right? When they wiped out tens of thousands of emails after a judge told them not to, they weren't held accountable for that. Make of that a whole list of things they did that were just illegal and or not right. John Huber, the United States Attorney in Utah, had also been examining aspects of the FBI and DOJ's abuse of surveillance power, as well as their handling of alleged pay-to-play Clinton Foundation schemes. Right? There was still no sign of any activity in that alleged. So we don't really know if that investigation is going on. And frankly, I'm okay with that. See, I want somebody to come rolling out of those White House doors or the DOJ doors saying, we've been investigating this for 7 months and you just don't know it. I'm good with that. and turning around and saying, we have found ample evidence that so-and-so or such-and-such colluded, obstructed justice. I mean, isn't that what Hillary Clinton did when she wiped out those emails that the court told her not to? Isn't that what she did? When she let the FBI in her house, but she refused to allow them to take notes, take pictures, and put the recording devices on the, you know, on the counter. Isn't that an obstruction of justice in some way? Gowdy is the former chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. He was on the Hannity Show discussing the appointment of Durham. He says it's an easy roadmap. I mean, and again, we know this. Now, what he wants to know, what he's asked the AG to look into, is when the FBI began to intermingle the Trump campaign with the Russian probe. Now, Gowdy's been at this for a long time. He's got nothing to lose, not running for re-election. The former congressman said that the probe should also be looking into how the FBI itself assessed British spy Christopher Steele. Right? They have their own internal documents. Part of what Lindsey Graham wants to make public are the internal FBI documents where they did their own assessment. Now, he wants to know whether the FBI really viewed Steele as credible. He said he's seen the documents himself, including a 302 report. Now, that report is a summary of an FBI interview. You may have 30 pages, but the one page tells you what came out of it. An FBI informant, Steele, said he'd do anything in the world to make sure Donald Trump lost. Not within the law. He didn't say that. But he would do anything. Hannity asked Gowdy if he thought that the FBI committed fraud against the FISA court by using Steele's unverified or unverifiable anti-Trump dossier, and he answered that it's even worse than that. See, if you he said, in it is what you described in addition to withholding of exculpatory information, right, which is what they did. They made no effort to corroborate it, and they still went in. So, anybody see that as a problem? Anybody? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting. And just being part, I want you part of the conversation no matter what. Whether I agree with you or not, should have no bearing on what you say or comment on or anything else along those lines. Okay? Because really, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you probably, or most of you, I would hope, you come to these conclusions honestly. I mean, if you don't, and you're as bad as they are. But if you really truly come by them honestly, then this I've always said this, you know, if it's an issue of the heart, if you really believe it, then how do I get mad at you? How do I hate you for that? I can't, right? So, I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, I'm gonna comment on something that somebody put up in the chat room, because it's a good thing. But I want to get back to this really quick, finish up the story with Trey Gowdy saying that, you know, they need to look at the emails between Brennan and Comey. And actually, anybody who's suspect, anybody who's, you know, you can see has an obvious bias. You know, just watch what they say on CNN and what have you. Those are the ones that you need to check into. Those are the ones that have something to hide. Those are the ones that thought they were going to get away with, truly get away with murder. You look at what Peter Strzok said about the investigation. Look at what people around the investigation who tried to cover up their bias, but yet everything that they said points towards how much they hated Trump. Even the lead agent in charge of the investigation said he thought Trump would be destabilized because they had insurance policy. Right? What does that mean? Explain that in English. How do you write a text message from one agent to another because another agent tells you they're worried that Trump's going to win, or she's worried Trump's going to win, and he responds with, don't worry about it, it's not going to happen, he'll be destabilized, we have an insurance policy. What do you think that means? Come on, seriously. I mean, I know you guys know what it means, but she was... Again, if the shoe was on the other foot, it'd be a whole different animal. Now, I don't know this guy because I'm not into sports. But Baker Mayfield tweeted out that people are too soft after school does away with naming a valedictorian, or valedictorian, I'm sorry. Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield finally did something that most of us could agree with. I mean, most of these guys in sports, I mean, a lot of good guys, don't get me wrong, but I perceive them like actors to a big degree. Do your thing, deal with your celebrity, but stay out of politics. In response to a school doing away with the term valedictorian, the young NFL star tweeted, this is so dumb. You're telling me competition doesn't bring out the best in people? If you want something bad enough, work for it. People are too soft. I agree with him. If you feel bad that so-and-so's got a different tassel than you or you know, different awards than you do, then work harder. You really think when you get out in the real world, you get out in real life, that your boss is going to be more concerned about everybody feeling good than who does the best work? You get raises based on your work. You get bonuses. What do you want, everybody get the same bonus just because you show up 40 hours a week or 30 hours a week? No, that's not real life. It's not real life in any way. When it comes to sports or any of that stuff, and you parents that taught your kids that sports is bad because... Look, I'm not a sports freak. But if you taught your kids sports was bad because, you know, not everybody has the same talent, then go learn to play the piano. I stink at playing the piano. I don't have that talent. I'm not good at sports. I don't hate people who win medals and do well and get paid big bucks. The world is just not fair, and you're not going to make it fair. You're not going to force it into being fair. Anyway, any more than you're going to force crime to stop by making laws against it. These are issues of the heart when it comes to crime. When it comes to things like these, you know, valedictorians getting the gold medal or what have you, the reasons behind those kind of things. Why? Because people work harder. Right? They work at it. So, seriously. So when you get guys like this to come out there and say, because, you know, these people are looked at in a big way. Right? I mean, most of these people, when you know, what do you call them? These sports heroes, I guess a good word. These kids look at them, the kids look up to them, they're role models for some of these kids. I don't think that's a bad thing as long as a person is living a good, decent, clean life. But it's good for them to come out and say and look at your parents and go, look, you coddled your kid and he can't deal with the real world. Why is that? Competition does breed excellence. It is shown over and over again in studies. You can tell who the kids that have grown up with some competition and some with which haven't. The coddling kids fall apart really fast. They can't deal with almost anything. It makes people weak. They're unprepared to deal with real life. It's okay for your kid to deal with adversity. You know, I always said the same when my kids were growing up. I always said the same thing. The best place for them to deal with adversity to deal with major things is while they're still living at home. And not because you can coddle them, but you can give them some guidance. You allow them, look at, if one of your kids is a teenager and they've run up a credit card bill or signed for a car. And a friend of mine who approached me, this is years ago, his son was 18, bought a car, entered into a contract. He was livid. He was furious. Kid's not ready for it mentally. Not ready for it. Okay. How do I stop it? You don't. Let him fail. Let them repo the car. He's 18 years old. This it will right itself in a short period of time. When they repo the car, you help him and tell him and show him how to get that off his credit report, how to fix that. You let him go through it now. All right? They learned that bad feeling of walking out and your car's gone. My old pastor used to say he chased one of the repo guys down the street. He's yelling at the guy, "Don't you know I'm a man of God? Don't you know I'm a pastor? You can't take my car." Well, guess what? In the real world, you don't pay the bill, they take your car. That simple. We have to help our kids for real life. Kids are going to fail. People are going to fail. They do it all the time. Help them deal with it. Don't tell them it doesn't exist. Don't allow them not to feel bad. Anyway, you know, as many of you know, I'm in education. And I come from it from a different point of view, big different point of view. And it's obvious when I'm sitting with some of the more educated people. My attitude has always been the same. You know, I want to help that kid out that, first of all, hates education, has no idea what he's doing there because he's never going to go to college. You know, he wants to be an auto mechanic. He wants to be a carpenter. He wants to be a plumber. Don't push him away from that. That's a great thing. Great place to start. Many very well-off people started off in those positions, and they end up owning their own plumbing company or whatever the company is. And that's okay. It's a good thing. Think about it. Usually they employ 10, 12, 15 people at the low end. Right? That's other families that are taking advantage of this young man or woman's success. So don't disparage it. Somebody wrote the chart room that I have had alternative education students, kids with jail sentences and so on, who at least were sincere with me and others. But it seems like Mitt never really takes a stand on anything and sticks with it. At least some of these students stick with their story, and they're not wishy-washy. And you know what? I would rather deal with students, with problematic kids that are honest as to why they believe they're problematic, or honest as to why they do the things that they're doing. Okay? Because at least you have a foundation to start from. You have a way to turn them around because you know what they believe. You know what they're dealing with. And that's why I'm such a big career tech ed nut when it comes to education. Everything isn't about reading, writing, arithmetic. I know that, you know, they need to understand logic thinking and math and science. I get all of that. But some young people need to blow off steam. They need to work with their hands. They need to understand all of this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, these teachers, and listen, I have a big respect for teachers in a lot of ways. But what I get mad about is when the teachers interject their left-leaning mindset. Teach the kids. Teach them, because a teacher on the right or a conservative teacher is going to have a whole different approach to life. But if you see a kid needs help, needs a little extra push, then help them out. Won't hurt. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Write the number down. You'll need it for tomorrow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And you know what? Do the right thing. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.